world is full of women who tell me I should be ashamed of myself if they had the chance. Quit dancing, get some self-respect and a day job. Right, and minimum wage and varicose veins, just standing in one place for 8 hours behind a glass counter, bundled up to the neck, instead of naked as a meat sandwich, selling gloves or something. Instead of what I do sell. You have to have talent to peddle a thing so nebulous and without material form. Exploited, they'd say. Yes, any way you cut it, but I've a choice of how, and I'll take the money. I do give value. Like preachers, I sell vision, like perfume ads, desire, or its facsimile, like jokes or war, it's all in the timing. I sell men back their worst suspicions, that everything's for sale and piecemeal. They gaze at me and see a chainsaw murder just before it happens, when thigh, ass, inkblot, crevice, tit and nipple are still connected. Such hatred leaps in them, my beery worshippers. That, or a bleary, hopeless love. Seeing the rows of heads and upturned eyes, imploring but ready to snap at my ankles. I understand floods and earthquakes, and the urge to step on ants. I keep the beat and dance for them because they can't. The music smells like foxes, crisp as heated metal, searing the nostrils, or humid as August, lazy and languorous as a looted city the day after, when all the rape's been done already, and the killing, and the survivors wander around looking for garbage to eat, and there's only a bleak exhaustion. Speaking of which, it's the smiling that tires me out the most. This, and the pretense that I can't hear them. And I can't, because I'm after all a foreigner to them. The speech here is all warty gutturals, obvious as a slab of ham. But I come from the province of the gods, where meanings are lilting and oblique. I don't let on to everyone, but lean close and I'll whisper. My mother was raped by a holy swan. You believe that? You can take me out to dinner. That's what we tell all the husbands. There sure are a lot of dangerous birds around. Not that anyone here but you would understand. The rest of them would like to watch me and feel nothing, reduce me to components as in a clock factory or abattoir, crush out the mystery, wall me up alive in my own body. They'd like to see through me, but nothing is more opaque than absolute transparency. Look, my feet don't hit the marble. Like breath or a balloon, I'm rising. I hover 6 inches in the air in my blazing swan egg of light. You think I'm not a goddess? Try me. This is a torch song. Touch me, and you'll burn.